This is The Agenda from News Radio 560, KPQ, and KPQ.com, where topics of local concern are open for discussion.
All right, joining us this afternoon on the program is Lauren Culp. He is the police chief in Republic up in Ferry County and is running for governor. He's made the announcement. That name may ring a bell. He was the first to say Initiative 1639 is unconstitutional and was not going to enforce that gun rights initiative, and drew quite a bit of support for that. And Lauren Culp's on the line with us and literally on duty right now. So we hope a call doesn't come in because we may lose him at any time. But hopefully all is quiet in Republic. Chief, thanks for joining us. But you've got your campaign hat on here for the moment. Thanks for joining us on the program today, Lauren.
Yes, I do, Dave. Thanks for having me. And just to clarify, though, for anybody listening, I went out of duty for this interview.
Okay, good, good, good. But if a call comes in, I understood that you kind of had to go back on duty to handle that.
So yeah, if there's an emergency, I will go back on duty. Yes,
okay, Republic is safe. If need be, he'll unfortunately have to break away from our interview, and we'll figure something out here.
Absolutely.
So, we'll start right there. You know, that initiative was passed by the voters back in the fall. Would you have decided to run if not for that? Really, what was your decision to take this step for governor?
Well, after I came out with that position defending citizens' rights, like you said, it got a lot of attention. I was on national TV shows for quite a bit. And with the lack of quick response from other police leaders, you know, a couple started trickling out. But the only thing I could think of is why they weren't stepping up to the plate like I did is because of our education system in this country, which doesn't teach the things that my parents taught me about our rights and our constitution and our heritage. And so that prompted me to get it on paper and write a book. And I called a friend of mine who I knew was an author, and she had just started a publishing company, and we got that book out within, I believe it was 60 days. I wrote it in 30. I spent just about every waking moment off duty and writing that book for the month of December of last year. And she got it into the book form and out to the public in the first part of February.
That book's called American Cop, if I'm not mistaken.
Correct. Yep, American Cop. And so after the book came out, I was invited around to different places, Lincoln Day dinners in a few different counties, and all over the state, just about every weekend, I was speaking somewhere about our rights and about my stance and, you know, educating citizens and politicians. And right now I believe there's 24 or 25 sheriffs who have joined us in one form or another, so that they will not enforce that anti-constitutional initiative, which is now law.
You've made an interesting point. I was looking at your website. If you're interested in learning more about Lauren Culp's bid for governor, culpforgovernor.com is his website if you'd like to learn more about his campaign. But you make an interesting point that if police had stood by the principles that you had eschewed, excuse me, tickled in my throat there, and stood by the principles that led you to stand up against Initiative 1639 and do what is right, as you felt, and protect citizens' right. Rosa Parks, for instance, was the analogy you made, would not have been taken to jail. Maybe elaborate on that a little bit more.
Well, that's correct. People in government, far too many of them anyway, police or elected officials, they forget what our founders set up this country to be and the purpose they set up our government. And it says right in the Declaration of Independence that governments are created to protect citizens' rights. And we have a right at birth for self-protection, for free speech, the ability to be free and go to the church we want to and not have government intruding in our homes and searching our papers. Those are all things we are given by God and we are born with. Government didn't give us those things. Government it was instituted to protect those rights. And that's what a lot of people forget. And even though they take an oath to uphold and defend the Constitution, some of them either forget what they just sworn oath to or they don't understand the oath that they do take.
Now, you are taking quite a bit of exception to some of the actions of our Attorney General and Governor Inslee in terms of the activity in terms of laws and what you call violations against the rights of our citizens of Washington State. That's one of the things that also prompted you to make this this run for governor, correct?
That's correct. Yes, along with going around the state speaking and signings for my book, I was encouraged by a lot of people that I should run for governor. And at first I thought, yeah, okay. But as the support grew and I talked to more and more people, I realized that the support is huge. And since I've made my announcement, it's even gotten more. The emails and messages are coming in are overwhelming. But seeing what they're doing to the state, I mean, I've been a lifelong resident of Washington. I went to grade school in Chimicum, Washington, which is a small farming community outside of Port Townsend. And then I went to high school in Republic, where I'm at now. But seeing what they're doing to the state, everything that they propose or want to do, it includes raising taxes and more regulations. And as a former small business owner for over 20 years in the Olympia area, I know what regulations and taxes do to small business and families. It's just absolutely devastating. And you notice they never get rid of any taxes or regulations. They just keep adding on and adding on. And that can't continue. And so not only did I stand up for the citizens against the anti-gun initiatives, but I'm standing up for the citizens right now to take this state back and reduce regulations and taxes that are killing small business and families.
We're talking with Lauren Culp. He is the police chief in Republic, which is up in Ferry County, and running for governor. Let's talk a little bit before we get into some of your other main prongs of your campaign. We'll get a little bit more about your military background and service to our country, and we thank you for that. Tell our listeners a little bit about your military background and leadership skills that you learned there.
Yeah, I was in the United States Army. I joined in 1980. Right when Jimmy Carter was going out of office and President Ronald Reagan was taking over. And I went through, I reached the rank of sergeant. I went through the drill sergeant school at Fort Leonard, Missouri, where I helped to turn civilians into soldiers. Very rewarding work there. And then I served in the 101st Airborne Division and the 2nd Infantry Division in Korea. So I was an honor graduate of the Non-Commissioned Officers Academy, as well as my MOS, which is Military Occupational Specialty, Combat Engineer and Heavy Equipment Operator. So the 4 years that I spent in the military, definitely, as any veteran can tell you, adds discipline to your life and focus, and you learn a lot about leading people.
Lauren, what would be, you sound like a kind of a small government guy, a limited government guy, and that does not describe Washington State. How would you go about changing that that mentality here in Washington State if you were successful in moving into the governor's mansion?
Well, like I said, the agenda right now is more taxes, more regulations, more restrictions on people, which creates less freedom. And I believe that, like I said in the onset, that government was created to protect citizens' rights. it's not, it wasn't created to take care of us from the cradle to the grave or be involved in every aspect of our lives. It's there to protect our rights and provide the services that the Constitution allows. And as the governor, I would work my tail off to shrink the size of state government and eliminate any regulation that we can.
One of the main, I'm sorry, go ahead. I cut you off there accidentally. Go ahead.
No, that's okay. I am not anti-government. You know, I am anti-big government. The government should be there just to provide services and take care of the things that they're supposed to, not run people's lives, not be involved in their businesses and strangling them with taxes and regulations. And that would be my main focus to get rid of. And that creates individual freedom and liberty.
One of the things that so many of the large cities across, particularly the West Coast, are facing a big homeless issue. You describe that more of the mental health and addiction issues that are driving that. And I think you have the same sort of perspective that a lot of law enforcement has a unique look and perspective on that, dealing with folks that are in crisis, that have addiction. So share your thoughts on that and tackling the homeless issue, but that mental health component and how you would approach that.
Well, yeah, a lot of people call it a homeless crisis, and that is totally not what it is. There's not a problem with the number of homes in this state. There's more being built, more apartments being built all the time. The problem is addiction and mental health. And they're kind of one and the same, but they're actually two different issues as far as the state goes. When I first became a police officer here in Republic 10 years ago, there were heroin deals being done right on the sidewalk on Main Street in broad daylight. And, of course, when the police were around, they didn't do it. But the business owners up and down Main Street in Republic were seeing it and reporting it to us all the time. And we took a very proactive approach to it, including getting a narcotics dog. And we took care of the problem by strict enforcement and compassionate treatment after these people were arrested and put in jail. A good majority of them went through drug court, therapeutic court, it's called some places. And they either get with the program and get off the drugs, or they go to jail. That was their choice. They could pick one or the other. And it's been very, very successful here. We don't have any narcotics deals going down on Main Street anymore. And the amount of drug arrests has dropped dramatically. It's amazing what you can do when you don't allow bad behavior. And that's what's going on in mostly in the major cities in this state right now. You have leadership that doesn't understand what the problem is or how to fix it. And they think that they'll lessen crime if they allow people to have 3 grams or less of heroin. You attract more bad behavior when you allow bad behavior. And people across the country hear about your policies, and it's like, oh, I'm a heroin addict. I'm going to go to Seattle, and I won't get arrested, and I can shoot up all I want. And not only that, but the drug dealers get wise to the system. It doesn't take them very long. They realize that, okay, if I have 3 grams or less on me, I'm not going to get arrested or taken to jail. So they'll walk out on the street with 3 grams in their pocket, sell it, and go right back to their stash and get 3 grams more and go out and sell that. It's not eliminating the problem. It's keeping these people in addiction. And that's sad, because the people that I have helped get out of addiction and get their life cleaned up, they get their kids back, they get a job, they get a place to live, and they have a happy family. I've had so many tell me that I have saved their life. And that is very rewarding. And right now, the leadership is tying the hands of law enforcement all across the state by telling them not to enforce a felony crime.
And
that's sad.
And I know our time with you is growing short because you're going to have to sign back into duty and handle the office there on duty today as chief in Republic. But for folks that want to follow the campaign more, they can go to culpforgovernor.com. Lauren Culp has announced his bid for governor. Just dying to ask, since your stance on Initiative 1639, any ramifications from the Attorney General's office? Have you heard from the governor? Have they tried to ignore you? What sort of interactions have you had with Olympia on this?
They sent out a letter to all of the sheriffs telling them that if they did not enforce it, that they would send in the state patrol to investigate. As far as I know, that hasn't happened, but you can't tell a county sheriff who's elected by the people in that county what he's going to enforce and what he's not going to enforce. The county sheriff has law enforcement power in that county.
What about you as the police chief of Republic there?
I haven't heard a word from either one of them.
Okay.
And it wouldn't change my mind if I did.
All right. A man of principle, Lauren Culp. Lauren, any final thought before we have to let you go on your bid for governor here as we move closer to the 2020 campaign here in the state? I'm sure you're getting a chance to watch the Democratic debate and Governor Inslee's performance there.
Oh, yes, I did. I caught a little bit of that. Yep, talking about global warming and cleaning up the United States. But the funny thing is that includes taxing businesses and then allowing them to pollute. At the same time, there's millions of gallons of raw sewage being dumped into Puget Sound over and over again, and he's running around on a taxpayer's dollar talking about how he's going to clean up the United States. I think it's pretty hypocritical. But if people would like to keep up to date on what we're doing, you know, you mentioned the website. They can go and see my views on there and watch a couple videos. We also have a Facebook page that's on Facebook at Culp for Governor, and people can check it out. I'll be updating that regularly.
Well, as you move further along in the campaign, I'm sure you'll be hitting the campaign trail, and we'll make sure to get you in studio one of these times when you're in Wenatchee.
Sounds great, Dave. I would appreciate that.
Okay. Well, thank you for taking some time out, and we'll let you get back to duty there. Appreciate the time today with Lauren Culp. Appreciate it.
Have a good day.
All right. Literally, that is a chief and deputy. That's the force in Republic, as we understand. So he needs to get back on duty, so we have to let him go. Enforce the law there. 12:33 now, News Radio 560 KPQ on the agenda.